The Delay of Sinners Concerning the Soul. Jonathan Edwards. Acts 24:25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled, and answered, Go your way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you. What was the subject of the apostles' preaching? Number one. How was Felix affected by it? Number two. And thirdly, how he conducted himself in these circumstances. Subject. Sinners delaying and putting off the great concern of their souls until a supposed more convenient season. How sinners oftentimes do delay this. Number two, the reasons or causes why sinners do this. Number three, what is the end of it? I would briefly observe how sinners frequently delay and put off the great concern of their souls until a supposed more convenient season. They sometimes put off to certain times they set, when they intend. Sometimes children do this. They think they shall know more better how to pray and perform other duties of religion that grown-up persons perform. It is a common thing for young people that are settled in the world. They look for a more convenient season, a better inclination of the will, not so much inclined to mirth and useful vanities as they suppose, a time when there will be fewer temptations, when they will be out of the way of young company, more in the way of those who are solid and serious persons. They esteem the present season very inconvenient for religion, being so very convenient for other purposes. They think now is a very convenient time to take liberty in their mirth and youthful delights. Many that are past their youth also put off to a supposed more convenient season. They suppose when they get through such and such particular affairs in which they are now involved, or when they hope they shall be more at liberty, or until in this and the other respect they are got into a more convenient circumstance. Number two, there are many that delay and put off without fixing any time in their mind, hoping that that is a more convenient future time. The present time appears peculiarly inconvenient. They feel a great opposition to it, and they have many temptations. They hope it will be better with them later, when they don't feel such an aversion and fewer temptations. Or they wait to have the Spirit of God strive more with them. This now is a time of general deadness, and it's very inconvenient on that account. All their talk is of other things, so they put it off until the time of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Or perhaps they are hoping for some greater advantage in other respects, some better means than now they enjoy, or a better concurrence of circumstances to favor a design of seeking God and their salvation. What is the cause of persons thus delaying? First, stupidity or obduracy, a senselessness of their danger and salvation's necessity, insensible of the reality, insensible of the greatness, a senselessness of the heinousness of their sin and their brutish stupidity. Secondly, the importunity of lust. Job 20:12. Wickedness is sweet in his mouth. He hides it under his tongue. He spares it. He doesn't forsake it. He keeps it still in his mouth. Thirdly, they have an aversion to their duty. And they also have an ignorance of themselves and self-confidence. They trust in wisdom, strength, and steadfastness. They have a spirit of self-blinding, the blinding influence of a sinful self-love, a promise that they have to themselves a future opportunity, a better opportunity, an opportunity in which God will hear, and also the subtle temptations of the devil. Thirdly, what is the evil of doing this? First, it is exceedingly wicked. Direct disobedience, willful, resolved wickedness, a determination to continue in sin, and an allowance of it is wicked. It is not only designedly committing one act of wickedness, but deliberately determined to live in a course of it, a course of manifested wickedness, neglect of many commands, gratification of many lusts, horrible ingratitude, abusing the past long-suffering, horrible presumption on future mercy, a contempt of God's offered mercy. But secondly, it is exceedingly foolish. By this they reject and miss a good deal of present good. They willfully continue in a miserable state. They bring a great deal of certain future misery upon them. They run a dreadful risk and depend on innumerable uncertainties that their life will continue long and the means of grace to them will be continued, or their use of reason. They look for a more convenient season and they suppose they will succeed then. And they suppose God would not give them over to delusion and to hard-heartedness. They depend on many things that are not only uncertain, but very improbable. A future disposition to this. A more convenient season. But this makes their case more and more dangerous. Depending on greater conveniences, they make inconveniences for themselves. By this means, many thousands are actually undone. Application. This may be a warning to sinners not to delay and put off their salvation. You have heard how common this is. You have heard that men are exceedingly prone to it. Does your own experience confirm what has been said in this matter? And are there not some here who are now doing as has been represented? Have we not reason to think that there are many here present that say as Felix said? Undoubted by what is everywhere to be seen at such a time of general deadness and regardlessness of religion as this is, a good evidence of the exceeding proneness there is to put it off. But let us all take warning. You have heard something in general of wickedness and folly, but here consider more particularly what guilt you contract. What a horrible thing it is to live in known and willful disobedience to God. What great light you will sin against if you continue in this. What would you think of your delays if God should say to you, "You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you"? If the future time that you are putting this off to should never come, how far it will probably be from being a more convenient season now. In many respects, far more inconvenient in the future. God's anger is increased. Your heart becomes harder, more obdurate. Every evil habit established, your sloth, your carnal worldly disposition, and habitual making light of things affecting such awakenings, Satan's great opportunity to establish his interest with you, commonly an increase of inconvenience of outward circumstances, an increase of temptations. Commonly many inconveniences arise that never would have been thought of before, making it less likely ever for you to set about the work. Satan has greater advantages then, more likely to be unsteady, or you're more likely soon to be discouraged. The work is greater and harder that you will have to do, and you will have less time to do it. Others have lamented their folly in delaying. Many in the past were under concern. I have long been in the work of the ministry, and I have seen many such a person on their deathbed. How much otherwise you deal with God and desire that God should deal with you. If you continue still to delay after the warning you have this day, how aggravated will your wickedness be? How have you been warned of this before, and yet you go from the church and still continue on? How can you excuse yourself to go home tonight and do nothing, or to do a little this evening and then tomorrow, or maybe in a few days? But consider how unreasonable this is. You may reasonably suppose God will resent it. If you still continue this way, what danger that you will be utterly given up to hardness of heart before the time comes. Inquire whether you yourself don't believe that there are many now in hell through this very means. Here some perhaps may say, to excuse themselves and quiet their own consciences with respect to this, I don't delay and put off the concern of my soul. I am in a way of seeking salvation. Here I would put two or three questions to such persons. Whether you are in a way of minding this affair more than all other affairs, seeking first the kingdom of God. Secondly, is your reformation universal? Are you repenting of sins of omission and commission? Do you feel as much pains as ever you take that would be needful, forsaking all practices you think you would need to forsake, complying with all duties earnestly? Do you intend to continue seeking salvation? How has secret closet religion been with you? How have you kept the Sabbath and attended the sermons? If not, you are guilty of the forementioned wickedness, a willful disobedience, guilty of folly. Therefore, if any of you have regard to your salvation, think on your mercies and turn your feet away from Sodom. And whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might.